I don't want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money. Here we go. Money talk.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our celebrity edition. I am Second Half Chaz, and this week we have a special guy on. Veteran, comic. Runs the comedy store, and I don't think anybody will argue of all the names in the comedy business, the improv and the comedy store are the two names that jump out at you. We've got Mike Vinn on the line. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing all right, man. How are you doing?
It is a Thursday when we record the show. How is the store on Thursdays? Is it busy? Is it getting ready for Friday, Saturday? What's a week like? Running the comedy store.
Well, Wednesdays is our potluck. It's our open mic from 7 to 8, then from 8 o'clock till about 10:30. It's the Best of San Diego, which is all the local guys that tour the country, and some of them have TV credits, some of them don't. They do a lot of opener and feature spots for the big-name headliners and things of that nature. And then we always get a couple of drop-ins from L.A. who are just in town trying to work on some stuff. And then Thursdays, those are kind of like our one-nighters. So, like, we had Godfrey here a little while ago. Mark Curry from Hanging with Mr. Cooper is going to be here in November. Jesus Trejo, who's getting ready to film his Showtime special, he's running his hour here on October 24th in just a few weeks, you know, just to make sure it's all nice and tight so he can film it the following weekend for Showtime. And then, like, on October 17th, Joe Sib, who's been on Live at Gotham and a couple other things, he's actually not on. Him and Jim Brewer have been on tour with Metallica, but since, you know, James went to rehab, the touring has kind of stopped. So he's doing a one-nighter on Thursday the 17th. So, you know, we've kind of got different shows like that. We've got the Ladies of Laughter, which is an all-female lineup. You know, that's really, really popular. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday is our weekend headliners.
There you go. How exciting. And now, your story. Pretty prevalent, actually, on the internet, and as I mentioned to most of my guests, I tend to find stuff you forgot about yourself, because I'm not afraid to dig a little bit, but with you, it is the military background.
Yeah. Yeah, I went straight from high school into the Marine Corps, so I was 17 when I left. My mom had to sign the papers to allow me to go to boot camp. She didn't want to, and I was like, look, you can either sign the papers and let me go when I want to go, or I can sit around and get in trouble in Chicago all summer long. So she was like, all right, we'll sign the papers.
And where did you go first from Chicago?
I went to MCRD out here in San Diego. That's where I went to boot camp.
And so that was summertime, but at some point in time, winter came to Chicago. There's no winter here, is there?
No, there's no winter at all. Yeah, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I stayed in San Diego. I don't like cold. My mom used to kick me out of the house in the wintertime to go play with everybody, and I would just, like, burrow into some place and just, I mean, unless we were playing football or something. Once that temperature drops, I'm like, I'm staying inside.
It really is a pretty cool situation that you were a Marine, and one of their most famous things that they do is the Toys for Tots. So tell us the whole history, because it's 12 years now, you think?
I think 12 years. It could be 11. It's probably 12. It's one of those two. Nobody counts year one, so nobody realizes how when something is going to turn into a yearly tradition or not. So it's either 11 or 12, but, you know, one, I love Christmas. That's my favorite time of year, even though I hate winter, which is kind of odd. But I grew up, you know, I grew up like a really poor kid, and I was in the Marine Corps, and I was trying to think, how can I do something to give back? I've always been a big pusher of, you know, if you're in a position where you can do something to give back to the community, then it's kind of your duty to do so. And I just found myself in a position with the comedy store where I could start doing things and throwing shows. And I contacted Toys for Tots to see if they can, if that was something that would be done. And they're like, yeah, we do events all over the place. And So I put together a Toys for Tots benefit show. It's always on the second Thursday in December. And basically I just call a bunch of buddies and stuff like that who are headliners and features and put together an amazing lineup of comedy. And you come in with a brand new toy. You donate it to the Marines that are in dress blues, and that's how you get in.
December 12th this year.
Yep, that'd be December 12th this year.
12/12/19. We'll definitely make a point of putting that out there. So you do it the first year, and what happened?
I think we had like about 60 people show up for it. My good buddy Steve Simone, who's been all over Comedy Central on, This Is Not Happening, and a couple other TV shows. He came down and headlined the first one. He's done a bunch of them with me. We only had like 60 show up, which, you know, I wanted it to be packed. I wanted to get as many toys as possible.
How many people fit in the Comedy Store in Ohio?
200. We see 200.
All right. So that gives us a little more of a reference point.
Yeah, so it's less than half, a little more than a fourth way through. It's still a good show. Everybody had a blast. And then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. I think last year we topped out like 165, 175. Vicky Barbalak from America's Got Talent, she headlined that one. She's a good friend of mine. She started out down here, and she's done a bunch of the Toys for Tots shows. So when she got her celebrity and, you know, got a lot of notoriety and stuff like that, she asked me if she could headline it so we can pack it out. And it's just, you know, it's become something that's been really great. The coolest thing is watching adults walking down the street with like board games and footballs and all sorts of different toys, and you know, it's cool. It's like the feel good show of the year, and yeah, it's always a great lineup, and it's just, you know, it's like a Christmas tradition now for us at the Comedy Store.
You gotta love it, and you know, you're helping kids, right?
Yeah, you're giving a kid Christmas. It's like the ultimate Secret Santa.
No, it really is. It's such a cool thing. All right, what are the things that I like to do with people is talk to them about their career. So now, from the time you got out of the military to where you are now, how long is your career? Is it that 12 years, or was it a few years before that?
It started out a few years before that, doing open mics and stuff like that. That's how it always starts. You just start doing the open mics. Like the Comedy Store in La Jolla is the first place I've ever done stand-up, and it's, you know, it's my home. So you just start getting up on the open mic and figuring it out. It's like the stand-up comedy is the only art form that you have to practice in front of people to get good.
It makes sense because, you know, once you do, you know, you could sing into a brush, you know, in front of your mirror.
Yeah.
And if you can sing, you can sing. But like you said, and I've gone to enough shows to understand that being able to feed off the audience or taking that audience over, because as you know, there's some dickheads in the audience.
Yeah, it definitely happens. The ability to read an audience is priceless to a comic, and you're not going to know how to do that until, you know, you're up there and you've been doing it for a while, so you can see which way they're turning, like, you know, what you should say, what you shouldn't say, and stuff like that. You know, if they're going to get, which jokes they're going to get, which jokes they're going to shy away from. It's, you know, it's definitely a lot harder than people think. Like, some people know it's hard, but it's a lot harder than a lot of people think, just for the simple fact is, like, you have to have a one-sided conversation with a group of people you don't know, like they're your best friends.
Yeah, and the funny part about it is, because I've watched a few of your sets and a few other things that were sets of other people that were on both your Twitter or Facebook accounts, you can kind of tell when an audience doesn't like it, you cross the line, whatever the case may be, and that could ruin you if you're not able to handle that.
Yeah, that used to happen to me all the time in the beginning, like the first couple years I was doing it. I'd try and do something, and I was still pretty fresh out of the Marine Corps. I was in the infantry in the Marine Corps, so there's a lot of, like, the sense of humor and the things that you have to deal with and see is a little out of whack. So for me, I had to relearn how to be a civilian. I had to relearn
right.
how to be like an everyday person. And so when I'd get on stage, a lot of things I would say would put me into a hole that I'd have to climb out of. And I learned how to climb out of that hole. And eventually I learned how to stay out of that hole. Sometimes it's fun to dance around that hole, you know, just depending on the kind of crowd you have.
Yeah, because you don't know what side of the hole is going to be more funny.
You guys want to jump down this hole with me, or Or are we just gonna, are we gonna still talk about my, just my family and my wife and my stepkids and stuff, so.
Right, exactly, exactly.
But now I've been doing it for a long time. I get on the road, like I'll be in Vegas with Vicky Barbalak at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club on October 22nd. It's a Tuesday. Then I'll be in November. I go out with Steve Trevino for a couple of shows up in Central California, up in I think Fresno and Modesto out there. So yeah, so it's, you know, you start out open mics doing nothing, and then you move up and move up. And
all right, so some of the names you've mentioned are people that we know. We know those names. We know those faces. Give me, in those years that you've been doing it, give me your best celebrity story that isn't the kind where you can't say a name. And I would imagine you have some divas in your world, but you also have guys that, you know what, are just really great, great human beings. And that's the stories I like to hear about.
You like to hear those? Oh, Jeff Garlin, one of the greatest people that I know. I was flying back to Chicago to do some shows. Like, we became friends from him coming down and doing shows. He doesn't really travel on the road. He likes to come to the La Jolla Comedy Store because he's up at the Hollywood Comedy Store all the time. And we just became friends, talk about sports. He's a huge Cubs guy. I'm a White Sox guy. So we banter about the rivalry a little bit here and there. But I was flying into Chicago to do some shows, and they were flying me into O'Hare. Now, my family stays on the south side. That's Midway Airport. It's the exact opposite side of town. However, Jeff Garlin was also in Chicago because he always goes back for the opening game for the Cubs. And I knew this. And so I looked up. He was going to be at Zanies in Rosemont, which is like 2 miles away from the airport. So I was like, well, I might as well just stop by and say hi. It'd be a sin if I didn't. So I just, you know, hopped in a cab, went over to Zanies, popped in, said hi, talked to him for a little bit. Asked me what, you know, he invited me to do some of the shows, but I was already booked somewhere else, so I couldn't. And then he found out that I was showcasing for Zanies that following Monday. And because of that, he called the booker, the guy that, you know, who controls all that stuff at Zanies, to tell him that I'm good, that, you know, it's, you know, gave him, basically gave him my blessing. He didn't have to do that. He did that himself. Just like, you know what, I didn't ask him. He just called him and did that for me. The next morning I wake up with this really long email from the guy telling how excited he is and about how Jeff vouched for me and all that other stuff, and, you know, excited to see me on that Monday. And I passed my showcase.
Awesome. And you know what? That's a little bit of karma coming back at you, too, because you lay out good stuff, Mike, you get good stuff.
Yeah. And another time, this is just a cool story. My wife sometimes forgets. She calls me Mike Vinn of the Comedy Store because I'm Mike Vinn. I work for the Comedy Store. But and I've been doing it for such a long time. Like, I've known a lot of people from, like, when they were starting out and they were openers. But she wanted to go to the Hollywood Improv and check out the show. And I had a set to do in the other room at the Hollywood Improv. And as we're going, you know, we're leaving, we're walking out, Chris D'Elia's standing there, and he was talking to somebody. And he stopped his conversation. He's like, Mike, what are you doing up here? And he was excited to see me. My wife was like, oh, yeah, shit, that's right. You're Mike from the Comedy Store. You know these guys. And then, so he ended up escorting us inside. We passed by this other guy named Andrew Santino, another Chicago guy that I've known for a while. And he saw me. He got excited. And it's like, it's one of those things. Because I'm in San Diego, and when I go up to L.A., a lot of times, you know, the guys, they don't see me all the time, but when they do, they're excited. And so my wife was like, that's right. I forget sometimes because I'm around you constantly. I see you take out the trash and do laundry that... You know, I forget that you know all these people that are all over TV and movies and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, no, exactly, because, you know, when you're home, you're Mike. Yeah, whatever word she's using for you that day.
Right, it's like, what do you want to go to the store and get some wine and some snacks and hang out? Or what are you doing, you know?
We're out of toilet paper. Could you go to the store
Hey, babe, can you bring me a roll?
Exactly.
She knows me from that, you know. She knows me in the intimate at-home setting. And
how'd you meet?
She ended up waitressing here for a while at the Comedy Store. She became one of the cocktail waitresses. I was behind the bar, and so we ended up working together a lot. We really didn't talk all that much in the beginning of her working here. It took a couple months before we, you know, but we hung out here and there, and then, and then one thing led to another, and we just started dating, and, you know, fast forward 8 years being together, 2 years married, So, yeah, that's basically it. It's just the
perk you don't normally get at work.
No. Well, you're not supposed to get that perk.
No, but it happens. And you know what? If you can work with somebody and then you go your separate ways and you stay together, you've seen both good and bad sides. Because, like you mentioned, you know, when you go to work, you're Mike at the Comedy Store.
Yeah. So, it just worked out. It worked out. We're a great fit, and she's done so much for me, and I love her. That's my everything right there.
Yeah.
So,
good for you. Good for you. All right, so when we get back from break, we're going to be talking a little NFL Week 5.
You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you bet on football? Do you know why most guys lose every year betting on football? If your bets are just in the entire game, then you need sixbetsagame.com. Your bookie is hard to beat. Think about it. Point spreads, vigs. It's time to take back some of that house advantage. With sixbetsagame.com, you're already doing the handicapping. Now you have the right tool. Start winning more bets now. Every against the spread result from every quarter, every half, every game, and it's right there on your phone. And the reports are free. Win more now with sixbetsagame.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva, viva Las Vegas.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. We are talking with Mike Vinn from the Comedy Store. Now, there's a couple names in comedy clubs, and that is one of them. He does a special Toys for Tots drive at the club. It's the second Thursday in December this year. It's 12/12/19, and I'm telling you, and I think he'd agree, if you never, ever, ever have gone to a comedy club, or specifically the Comedy Store in La Jolla, this is probably the night you need to do it. Mike, would you agree?
Oh, yeah, it's the best show of the year.
All right, so all our guests come on before the games are hitting the board on Sunday, and they're going to pick the Thursday game, but I'm the only one that's going to make any money off of this pick because they're not going to hear it. So it's tonight. It's the Rams at Seattle, Seattle -2.
That's close. That's a tough one. That's basically picking the winner right there. I'm going to take the Rams.
Well, if the home field's worth 3 and you're only giving 2, the Rams are technically the favorite.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rams.
Seattle is a tough place to play because they get those false start penalties. They count them, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, Aaron Donald's a disruptor. The Rams had a really tough game last week.
They have to have a chip on their shoulder after that game.
Exactly.
They have to.
It was Tampa. How are you going to let Tampa do that to you? Yep. You know what I mean? That's borderline disrespectful.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
So, Seattle, I know Seattle they've had their game for a long time now, but I'm just feeling the Rams on this. I think the Rams are actually gonna win the game. Not
well, Sloppy,
by much, but
Sloppy is one of the guys on our show, and he is a Seattle guy, and he said even when Seattle was winning Super Bowls and the Rams only had 3 wins, 2 of them were against Seattle.
Yeah, they always play them hard.
All right, so then we get to Sunday morning, October 6th. I say 1 o'clock because these are East Coast, but for us, it is a lot harder. People don't realize it's a lot harder betting football when you live where it's sunny because the games are at 10 o'clock, not 1 o'clock. But it's Arizona at Cincinnati, Cincinnati -4.5.
I only bet on 3 games this week. I've been staying away from Arizona and Cincinnati. You know, I just don't know what Arizona's like, boom or bust. Cincinnati's been, getting embarrassed this year. But it is at home. It is Cincinnati. They need to get one back. They are playing a rookie quarterback. -4.5. I'd go Arizona just to cover the spread. If Cincinnati wins, it's not going to be by much. You know, they've got another receiver that's down. Mixon hasn't been playing all that well. The offensive line has been letting Andy Dalton get sacked time and time again. So, you know.
Fairly poor the other night, did they not?
Oh, God, that was horrible. That was horrible against those Steelers. Yeah.
All right, 10 o'clock, Atlanta at Houston, Houston -5.
Again, Atlanta hasn't been looking good. Houston doesn't have an offensive line, though. So,
but it is at Houston. Houston minus the bad offensive line. Deshaun Watson has been pulling through. Their running backs have been pulling through, and they do have that guy, DeAndre Hopkins. I'm going to take Houston in that one. I think Houston will beat them by a touchdown.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It's hard because when we were in the Super Contest, you had to pick five, and that was hard. Picking 16 is really, you're just throwing darts at a board. But that's the best part about it. One of these days, we're going to have one of our guests go 16-0, and that'll be a nice parlay to hit.
Hey, it could be this week.
There you go. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans minus 4.5.
I'm taking New Orleans.
These are two teams coming off of
New Orleans had totally big wins. Yeah,
they had a really close one.
But yeah, the thing is, Jameis Winston, he'll have an amazing game, maybe twice a season, to where they're like, okay, man, he's the new Jay Cutler. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there you go. There you go.
It's the same. Like, he has the talent there, but his decision-making's off 3/4 of the time.
Now, that was a Bears fan talking there, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I had to deal with that.
And they had a great team, and Cutler would just throw the ball right at some guy's chest with the other team's colors.
One time I posted this thing, I made this one of these memes, and it was like, Jay Cutler is the first quarterback in NFL history to throw a completed pass to every team in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Vikings are minus 4.5 at the New York Giants and the New York quarterback. The Vikings on the road as favorites.
I'm going to take the Giants to cover. The Vikings will win, but I think the Giants will cover. It'll be close.
There's like 14 of the games this week are 5 points or less. I mean, those are games that, you know what, it gets down to a field goal game, you're getting 4.5. You're in good shape.
Yeah, I've tossed the money on the Giants. I mean, the Vikings are coming off a really tough loss to Chicago, but Kirk Cousins hasn't been himself. I know he apologized for his bad play to Thielen, but, you know, the Giants are revised with their young quarterback, with their, you know, heir apparent taking the helm.
Yeah, they look good. They look good 2 weeks in a row or a game and a half. They look good for the second half of Tampa Bay and then the last week. All right, so these are all morning games this week. There's only two afternoon games. 10 o'clock, Jacksonville at Carolina. Carolina minus 3.5.
Jacksonville? I'm taking Jacksonville. I don't really believe in Carolina. And I think Jacksonville, you know, I know they're playing with their backup, but he's been doing well.
Oh, and he's the media darling, isn't he?
Yeah, right?
They love him. Did you see the ticket sales they're doing? Or if you buy two tickets to the next two games, you get not only the two tickets, you get a bandana and a fake mustache to wear at the game.
That's
marketing right there.
That's it, yeah.
All right, speaking of the Bears, 10 o'clock, Chicago minus 4.5 at Oakland.
I'm taking Oakland. I hope the Bears win, but it's going to be close. Chase Daniels is at the helm right now, so we're on our backup quarterback who knows the system, but when he came in last year, he just kind of held it steady. When he came in the other day, what was it? He only had like about 200 yards passing. I think it was like 195 or something like that, just under 200. So he'll hold the offense together. He's not going to make any really stupid mistakes, but he's not that quarterback that's going to really stick it to him. I know the defense will take over, but they may or may not score. It'll be a very low-scoring game, and I think Oakland covers the spread, and Chicago wins.
Well, it's funny because I looked at that after I said 10 o'clock at Oakland, that's the European game this week.
Yeah, they're doing it later on in the day, so that way we'll have to wake up at 6 a.m. this year.
I was waking up, and I had already lost the first half some weeks. But those unders, the unders over there, I think have done well, if I remember correctly. The teams have struggled to score.
Yeah. The other thing I'm going to say about the Chicago-Oakland game, they have it at, what, 40.5 points? 40.5 points? I would go on the under on that one. That's a little secondary bet right there. I might pick that one up right now.
There you go. And you know what? There's a big difference between 40.5 and 40, or 39.5.
Right.
You definitely want to move while the line is there. All right, again, 10 o'clock, New England minus 15.5 at Washington. And again, we just saw Washington. Boy, they just did not look good.
Washington is garbage right now. They can't run. They can't pass. They don't know what they're doing with their quarterback. New England's a powerhouse. New England always covers the spread, so I'm taking New England. I know it's at 15.5, but they're a powerhouse right now. Belichick, if he starts, Belichick just has a thing with rookie quarterbacks where he just abuses them.
Oh, it's not fair. It really is. It's not fair. They shouldn't be expected to know that what he's going to do to them their first year. But the saddest part about Washington, that team total for them might be like 6.5. I mean, that's really another game where if New England doesn't put it to them, you can get an under because Washington is not going to help that 44 at all.
Yeah.
All right, Buffalo at Tennessee, -3. Tennessee -3.
I'm taking Buffalo.
And then we've got the Jets at Philly, -14.
I took the Jets. I personally put money on the Jets in this one.
That's one of your three bets?
That's one of my three that I already put down. Sam Darnold's practicing, so that means he's going to more than likely be back. He's done with the mono, like he's a 13-year-old.
I know, really.
What adult gets mono?
However, there was some, as you know, the internet can be mean, and there were some mean things, and there was a few doctors that came on and said, no, you know, this can happen. This can happen. All right, then also 10 o'clock, the last early game is Baltimore -4 at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's coming off that smoking hot win. I think they're getting their stuff together. So -4 points, I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I mean, if Baltimore wins, it's still going to be close. They haven't been connecting. Jackson hasn't been connecting with his receivers. They do have a very strong running game. I do have Mark Ingram. I have him on my fantasy.
Oh, for fantasy?
Team, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that division is traditionally really close games. I mean, a very high percentage are 3 points or less when they finish the game. But last week, Baltimore got whacked by Cleveland, and Pittsburgh totally whacked Cincinnati, so who knows?
And that's why I'm taking Pittsburgh. It looks like they finally got it together.
105, Denver at the Chargers.
That's another one of my three. I took Denver. Denver always plays the Chargers hard. Rivers is going to come out firing. I know Melvin's back.
Yep.
So, but he hasn't played. He didn't play the preseason. It's week five. He hasn't played yet.
It's not like the kid that replaced him had a poor last year when he got hurt or this year. Eckler's doing very well.
Oh, yeah, he is doing very well. They'll probably be in a timeshare for the first couple of games just till Melvin Gordon gets his feet back under him, get his back into playing shape. But the Chargers hard. I mean, the Chargers never have a home game.
No, that's for sure. And, you know, Denver fans will travel.
Denver fans will travel. And go
there's only 35,000 options for traveling to that game, though.
So, yeah, I took Denver. It's 6.5 points.
There you go. Okay, and then the last game is Green Bay at Dallas. Dallas -3.5.
Let's see. Green Bay's been a little back and forth. They did beat the Bears, but that was a very low-scoring game. Green Bay lost me money last week because I put it on them. And even as a Bears fan. But I think I'm going to take Dallas in this one. I just think that they just have that kind of quarterback. They have, Amari Cooper. They have Ezekiel Elliott back. He should be at full force right now. And, they do have a defense with them. So it's at home. They just suffered a very close loss to New Orleans, which has, become like a little bit of a rivalry in recent years. So I'm
There's no doubt that again, talk about teams with chips on their shoulders. They got shut down. They got shut down. They scored 10 points.
Yeah.
You give up 12 points, Mike, in the NFL, you shouldn't win.
No.
All right, so Indianapolis at Kansas City, Sunday night football, Kansas City -10.5.
And that's my third of my three that I put money on, and I took Indianapolis. 10.5 points, I'm taking Indy. I think Detroit showed us the formula to at least give Kansas City a run for their money. Indianapolis has not been great. They should lose the game, but they should cover the spread. I think it's going to be just a 10-point victory for Kansas.
Point spreads that we use on the show are from Jazz Sports. So it's joinjazzsports.com. What happens is the lines are just getting bigger and bigger every year. We never saw double-digit lines, and this week we've got three of them. But those team totals weren't an option when we first first started betting either. You couldn't bet just what one team is going to score. And I think Kansas City is going to fall into that. They got it for us last week when they came back and got that left touchdown. They didn't cover the game, but if you only have to worry about a team scoring points, this is the kind of game, a double-digit line, is the kind of game where you're up by 16. You're up by 16, the game's over. Even if you're up by 17. And then that prevent defense. You could do probably a 10-minute set if you had the right audience, Mike, because you're a comedian, on the prevent defense. It's brutal.
It's the worst defense, especially when you're betting or playing fantasy. It's like, you know, if you're just trying to hold them off, or if you need that, you know, just the prevent defense. Like, all right, just don't get hurt. You know, just
exactly. We're looking at next week.
Yeah.
I got a ticket in my hand, but they're looking at next week.
Yeah, there's less than a minute. There's no way they're going to score two touchdowns. And, yeah, there they go. And they get a touchdown with 2 seconds left. And it's like, well, there goes my...
Oh, you know what? That's the one time being in a sports book is great. If you don't have action and you see bad beats, guys don't handle bad beats well. They really don't.
No. But the point spread is 57, which is...
The total, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, points is at 57. So.
Yeah, but the one thing about totals is the higher the total and the lower the total, there reaches a point, as you know, where the house can't go any higher or go any lower because they're not looking to call the number. They're looking to get the balance.
Yeah.
They need to have a little balance. They need to have a little bit of action on both sides. And then Monday night, we got Cleveland at San Francisco. San Francisco minus 3.5.
Cleveland's been playing really well, and so has San Francisco. San Francisco's coming off the bye. Traditionally, when teams come off the bye week, they have a hell of a game. It's because they're rested and they've had 2 weeks to prepare for a team rather than one. I'm going to take San Francisco.
Yeah, the logic is sound. No doubt about it. All right, so your Mike Dinn three-teamer of the week is the Jets, Denver, and the Colts.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm piggybacking on that, just so you know.
All right, if you make money, I'm making money.
There you go.
Losing, you're losing money.
Well, you probably win more than I'll win, because when I say piggybacking, it's very small amounts of money. I thought. But I have just as much fun rooting against somebody with my $10 as I do for them with my $10. All right, Mike, so anything else you want to add about Comedy Store before we let you go?
Just come out to a show. I mean, it's never a bad time, whether you like... You know, watching people from the jump, from the get-go, from like on open mics and watching people go longer sets. We've been booking some amazing headliners on the weekends. But yeah, just go to any of our social media. It's at Comedy Store LJ for La Jolla. So at Comedy Store LJ, it's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And we just update people there. The website is thecomedystore.com. Click the La Jolla link. And it just takes you to our calendar, and you can see all the shows that are coming up. Just come out, enjoy it, and don't forget about December 12th, the Toys for Tots show. That's going to be going up on the calendar pretty soon, so that way you can start making your reservations, so that way we know how many people are coming.
Yeah, we'll put all those links in there and also remind people as we get closer to the 12th of December. Thanks again, Mike Finn, from the Comedy Store.
Thank you for having me, man. Next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to Sports Betting Weekly Celebrity Edition with Mike Finn from the Comedy Store. I am Second Half Chaz. Always be cashing.